Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is James Drury, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
Ha ha! That's Big Mamu!
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC. The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Our theme.
It's about time, it's about space, about two men in the strangest place. It's about time, it's about flight, traveling faster than the speed of light. Here is their tale of the brave crew.
As through the barrier of time they flew, past the fighting Minutemen, past an armored knight, ancient sight.
It's about change, men too, about a time when the earth was new. Where do they see what is in sight? Is it good luck or is it good night?
It's about two astronauts. It's about their fate. It's about a woman and their prehistoric mate. And now
Boy, that was only a minute long. It seemed like it was forever, didn't it? Funny how that happens. Alrighty. Well, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Possum Hour. I don't have any notes or anything because I'm on the... we're roughing it on the old laptop computer again tonight, folks. So it's battle conditions. We'll try to throw together a Possum Hour that you'll remember forever and ever until death do you part. While you're listening, Grenache Network, we do a puppet show twice a week here, Mondays and Fridays, Possum Hour, listening to it now, so obviously you probably are aware of that. And all the other shit is fake. And here's a trade secret. I hope I'm not getting into the machine. Step away from the machine. I forgot, man. Okay. I'm letting you know it's a trade secret. There actually are no closed captions for this program. But you guys didn't realize that. And that Dingus Corporation? I made that up. Yeah. I kid you not. So, that's pretty much, mea culpa, you a culpa, everybody got a culpa. And the phone lines will be open. Just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
I'm Elm Hill Bill, I'm big and strong. I chop down elm trees all day long. And each of these I place with a smack on an Elm Hill quality all-meat pack. The greatest wieners, yes siree, cause wieners are our specialty. They taste so fine, the flavor's true. Vacuum pack to stay fresh for you. Bacon smoked and very lean. Ham's the best you've ever seen. Filled with Elm Hill taste delight. A treat to make your day just right. Tater dogs and barbecue. 54 meats all for you. So when you're at your grocery and you see there the lone elm tree, you'll know the package that it mounts is Elm Hill meats where quality counts.
High as a kite, everybody. Goofballs.
Roof is fun. Na 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 na. Roofing is fun. Na 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 na. Roofing is fun. Na 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 na. Roofing is fun. I can't wait until summer is here. I'm counting down the days. I'm staring out my better days in the hot sun. We're roofing on in the hot sun. We're roofing on in the hot sun. We're roofing on in the hot, hot sun. Each day's getting longer. This feels like it's taking forever. I think I'm going crazy. There's only one thing that can save me. In the hot sun, we're roofing on in the hot sun. We're roofing on in the hot sun. We're roofing on in the hot, hot sun. In the hot sun, wasting all my time. I'm gonna roof my life away, roofing my life away. In the hot sun, we're roofing on in the hot sun. We're roofing on
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
George B. Bopper.
Oh, well, B. Bopper. Dig that crazy bopper name. Oh, well, B. Bopper. Dig that crazy bopper name. Oh, well, B. Bopper. Bop, bop, bopper. B. Bopper. Oh, well, B. Bopper. Dig that crazy bopper name. Cool, man. Give me some skin. Oh! Cool, man. Give me some skin. Oh, a beaver. Oh! Cool, man. Real, 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 real George. Oh! Cool, man. Real, 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 real George. Cool, man.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor RJ and his Gumby.
Yeah.
Everybody happy!
Oh, yeah.
Beauty.
And it's my understanding that Beboppers drink free tonight.
That's true.
There you
free
go.
Free drinks for Beboppers in the lounge.
Yeah, you got
just Orange Crush, though. Just Orange Crush.
That's it.
So,
you
how was your weekend?
Do you like the new week?
It's okay.
It?
Sorry. Well, yeah. I mean, it's okay. It's I don't get to look at it. That's when
yeah.
I come and go.
Okay.
It's above
I'm
me.
I'm waiting to hear that another taste of the Skylab is going to fall to the earth. And What are the chances?
Well,
you're set
Rusty
to
said he guaranteed his work, so. Rusty said he guaranteed it. Hey, dude, man. It's a Skylab on the roof.
Good man. Good man.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Anyhow, how was your weekend?
No, it's all right. Same old, same old. Nothing exciting. Binge watching Bob's Burgers. That's all I've been doing.
Oh, you're watching the Bob's Burger binge.
That holds up. Yeah, I'm almost done to season 7. It's still very funny and very creative. They didn't lose anything.
Nice. Nice. I love the songs they do on there.
Yeah, that's what I like. Yeah.
They really, really do some good stuff. I watched. This is my YouTube theater this weekend. Was Tell 'em Willie Boy was here.
Oh, I haven't seen that in ages.
I've never seen it before.
No? I got
pretty
a hacker
good.
To see that now. Yeah, it is a good
pretty
play.
Good.
Yeah, that was Bob Redford, right? Is that Redford?
Bobby Redford, Bobby Blake.
Yeah. Yep, yep.
And Catherine Bobby Roberts.
There you go.
Catherine Roth. It has a peekaboo hairstyle, but she's supposed to be an Indian, American Indian.
Yeah, that's right. Gotta see that again.
You gotta love Robert Blake with a chip on his shoulder, man. Always gonna lead to hijinks, you know?
He always has a chip on his shoulder, that guy.
Oh, I know. He's... He reminds me of someone. I can't.
Just don't say his name 3 times.
So what was that thing you sent me? That Kratom or something?
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, that was in capsule form where they put 650 milligrams. That's the approximate weight. I don't know. But it's all in one little capsule. It's supposed to work the whole day. I took one. It was great. But then I took another one 6 hours later, and I didn't feel anything from that second one. I like my powder better.
Huh. Yeah, because I was wondering. Better. I have a jar full of empty pills
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, well, you can make your own. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you can
people
make
like
your
to
own,
do that because they don't like the taste of kratom, but I like it.
I kind of like it. It's kind of growing on me, man.
Yeah, I like it myself.
And a hot cup of coffee with some, like I had a cup of coffee without the kratom. I'm like, boy, this is kind of bland.
You miss that bitterness.
That's not, I don't know, it's not, it's almost chocolatey in a way,
yeah.
the taste.
I think you haven't kinda done like, the toss and wash yet, right?
The what?
The toss and wash, where you just put it on the spoon and whoop
it
right
down. No. That might make me gag.
After a while, here we go.
And back up to the loud.
I'll have to try this capsule again, but right now I wasn't too impressed. I like the powder.
That's cool. Hey, man. You know what that little button? Like you got a button-down shirt, right? And they have like extra button or two at the bottom. On a really nice shirt, three buttons, yeah. And it's there in case you lose a button and you want to replace it. I've never done that in my whole life. Until this week. I did it this week.
Okay.
Got this real cool loud Hawaiian type shirt, red with white, red and white. And it's got these really cool wooden buttons. You know, they look wood. Well, I think they are wooden. I don't know. Anyway, anything other than those buttons would look stupid. Happened to have that little thing, so I went and did the whole, cut that off and sewed that on where it should be. The part that amazed me was how easily I threaded the needle.
Got that right in the eye.
Man, I was like, wow. And I did it twice. Thread the needle twice, man. Of course, I had my cheaters on, but still, man.
You need those, yeah.
I've never been good at threading needles. So anyway, that was cool.
Those wild shirts. I like those wild shirts.
This is a nice one because it's nice soft cotton and breathable. I wore it Sunday to the 4th of July gig I did.
Yeah.
And several women threw themselves at me. So, you know, it's a nice shirt.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And right in front of their husbands. Kind of embarrassing.
Oh, yeah.
But you'll
have
that.
You're not telling us anything new. And you got such a nice complexion. It all works. It all works together.
It's my skin. Oh, man, I was so lucky it was under a thing. I wasn't out baking poolside for 4 hours because I didn't bring my hat. I wasn't thinking, man. Now that it's getting sparse up top, man, I got to wear the hat in the summertime. That's
functional. You look good with that.
The hat. It looks better when my hair is long.
It's like
though.
A trilby. Either way.
Hey, man, I've had that for a long time now. Isn't that weird? Like fifth year for that hat. At least.
Yeah. And it's the season.
Yes, it is hat. It is the summer hat. Not a winter hat. Tuna. They're talking tuna. We must really be boring. Let's blow something up. All right. I like tuna, too.
Tuna, too.
You like tuna? You like tuna?
Tuna, of course. Yeah. I don't
you,
like it with
you
the
eat
oil.
That albac-
No.
You get it with the oil?
Or without.
You say?
No, with the
without. You get in the water.
Without, but, yeah.
The water.
I don't like it without oil.
Have you ever eat albacore tuna?
No, that's what I meant. Yeah, no. I have tried it. Don't like it.
You don't like it?
No, not a fan of that.
Get out
not
of town.
Fan.
Man, because I don't eat it because, you know, it's expensive and I'll get used to it, man. I like that shit. think it's really good.
Never understood. I always thought it was the most redundant thing people say, tuna fish. You know, the tuna is fish. You can't mistake
That's true.
It for anything else. So I say tuna fish.
True.
Yeah.
Tuna fish. I say tuna fish, yeah. It's, yeah, tuna
everyone
fish.
Does.
Yeah. And then there's, of course, then there's Al Tuna, Pennsylvania.
There you go. That's true.
I don't know if that counts. Let's blow up another rerun. This time
all
it's
right.
A total eclipse of the heart.
Oh, yeah.
And now for something completely different.
Thou art face to face with a great thespian lover. Oh, your eyes are like two limpid pools of fire that burn into my soul. Ah, oh, fair one, come with me to the Cosmodor.
Football!
Every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming around. Turn around.
Football!
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around. Football!
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around. Football!
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified and then I see the look in your eyes.
Even board a ship and sail the sea. tonight. I wish I will, or well, I wish I might. To hold the girl I want tonight. Cause she's dreaming of coffee, sugar in my tea. Yeah, I'm dreaming of coffee, baby. Sugar in my tea. No matter what you do, child, or where you go, you always belongs to me.
Gapper.
Damn.
It was a gapper.
Uh-huh.
Indeed.
Nice. Nice city.
Yeah, man. It's a beautiful thing.
I found a perfect movie to have muted while the show's going on. It's a Turkish remake of The Exorcist.
Turkish remake, Exorcist. That's got to be pretty ridiculous.
It's a scene-by-scene remake.
Weird. I've got Marie Osmond selling me Nutrisystem, and John Elway. Now it's not do Pytron's contracture with John Elway.
What do you got? The old commercial channel on or something? You're
pretty much,
played,
man.
By commercials, man.
Free TV. It's you can't avoid it.
Uh-huh.
It ain't free. Like some of those channels, they just they'll blatantly have a half hour show run 45 minutes or 40 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, they got to put all their commercials in, but they can't. There's only so much you can cut out of an old show, and it still makes sense.
Yeah.
So. Glad they at least leave the bits in and
yeah.
Pay for it with more commercials.
And they do that pretty much anyway now because it's not really timed. Broadcast is. Your free box.
Yeah.
Your clear box is. Yeah.
The that one Get TV does that a lot on the weekends with the Westerns. They just kind of start at weird times. 11:45 and crap like that.
Yeah.
What you do is you just turn it on and leave it on all day. Because what else are you going to fucking watch, right? Maybe tell them Willy Boy is here on YouTube.
There you go.
Yeah. Man, Robert Redford. And he stole my whole look, you know? What was with that?
There you go, yeah.
This not an original.
I can see it.
You know?
I can see it.
What was up with that?
I know.
That was a true story, too.
Tell Billy Bear? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Alrighty. Well, there they are, ladies and gentlemen. Possum Lounge.
Possum Lounge.
Hope was here earlier. He was in his vehicle. I don't think... I'll bet you his old lady was driving. No offense.
I'm sure.
Because, like, hopefully she was driving because he was writing stuff in the lounge, is what I'm saying. anyway, it's good to see
nice
him,
picture.
Man.
A nice picture of them, too, at that diner or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything's been open for a while here, man. They were saying a soft opening for that restaurant.
Yeah.
And the caption in the picture.
Same here.
But, yeah, everything's been open for a while. They're saying, though, some science guy I heard say, one way or the other, you're going to have the coronavirus, either through vaccination or by getting the actual virus. So I you still got these boneheads that won't take the fucking vaccine.
Yep.
It's stupid. It's stupido.
They're not falling. Right. They're not falling for that.
Yeah. I'll show Joe Biden. I'll show Joe Biden. What? I don't get that, man. All right. Well, there's Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
Living in a rat. No rats in her crib.
Nuh-uh.
She's got no rats. No rat problem.
No rats. They live.
They live in every place on Earth where there are humans, except there. Isn't that crazy?
Yep. That is not.
Rat freak. That's insane, man. I mean, I wonder when they noticed it, and then, you know, because, like, they've obviously noticed it at one point because they put up a rat barrier on the one border. Hey, man. You ever notice there's no rats around? It's kind of weird. Well, it wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake.
Or Dr. Cake.
For lack of rats. And there's Ford Prefect. Who's kind of a rat himself. But, you know.
Ford Prefect.
We like him. We like the guy. He's responsible
he's
for the roofing ditty.
Yes.
Did we play that Piney Brown before?
I have no idea.
Okay. Nobody knows anymore, so I'm not going to worry too much about it.
We did play Piney Brown before. I don't know if it was that one or not.
My big fear is, like, playing the same song two shows in a row and not noticing. What? You played that Friday? Oh, doggone it. Getting there, man.
No one would notice. No one pays attention.
Well, it wouldn't be a cosmic G-string without Ford Prefect.
Yes.
Thanks for coming, sir. Yeah. I had a long possum theme tonight, and I thought after the... It seemed, I don't know, man, time distortion. I must have drank too much Kratom or something.
Yeah.
I thought the Benny Goodman went kind of long, and I thought, well, I'll use the shorter theme, which I didn't like at all. If I'd gone with the longer one.
Yeah.
There's a train of thought that just left the station. Alrighty. There, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest man on the internets.
Who be that?
Master G.T. Trenton. He's in germs.
Yeah.
Stronger than strong, faster than fast. Builds bodies 12 ways. Downs four ounce shots of fireballs like they're nothing. He's a he-man. He's like one of them guys in the old westerns. Hoss Cartwright.
I could see him in a western. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could see him.
I think he'd be a good bad guy, man.
Yeah, he would be.
Black hat. Big black hat, you know.
The second henchman was the bad guy.
Yeah. Like the bad guy's muscle.
Yeah.
The bad guy, and then you got
there
the guy
go.
That does all the beating up people.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's a thug. You could be thug number one, dude.
That's it, thug number one.
He is the beast, man, after all. Mm-hmm. Indeed. And there for your dining and dancing pleasure is the sinister minister of finance and parking himself.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Professor R.J. Freakin' Gumby.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, bottom line.
With your super host, Commodore Decker.
As the Beaver.
Open Klingon style. Klingon style. Come on, rock on. Your mouth, you're stuck, looking for back, what not you could have.
and cola day. Cola bottles, what's up for my cola? Liquid shot ignition, what's up for my cola? Tasta loco, to what's up for my cola? My cola. Johnny the Chub, lose the mood. It's a big hole, hey, go by hey now. Open Klingon style. Klingon style. Open Klingon style. Klingon style. Open Klingon style.
But you mute yourself.
Oh, sorry about that.
There you go. I thought
I think I cut the
Walter Matthau would chime in there. What the hell was that?
What the hell is that shit? I think I cut the ending off, but so if you want to, we could start it over.
Yeah, that was it. Like
one more
steady.
Time?
I was dancing to that. I found my groove.
Apple Cheeks Alice has joined us.
Sweet Alice.
Which is great because we were coming apart.
Oh, yes.
It's always
yes,
nice.
You are.
Always nice to see her.
Thank
nice
you,
to
sweet
see our
Alice.
Friends. Yeah.
There you go.
The regulars. Worried if they don't show
and
up.
Vince. And Vince,
and Vince is here. Vince,
yes, hello,
22.
Vince.
Vince H 22.
You just missed that Klingon thing. Is that true? Was that sung in Klingon? Is that what the hell that was?
Yeah, Klingon
okay.
style.
Okay.
I was looking for the Ed Bomb. I couldn't find it, man. Print's so tiny on this screen here, man. So, probably no. I'm almost definite that there will be no possum this Friday.
No possum Friday. I'm marking it down.
I should be out of town Friday.
All right. Nice gig. Chicks?
No, going to see Mr. Science's new digs,
which
I was supposed to do last weekend. And,
well, you rescheduled
ended up booking
that pretty quick.
Well, I originally had this weekend open, next weekend, and then next weekend open. I hit a depression, man. We was poor.
Oh, yeah! Dang it.
Yeah, man. So I'm going to go mooch off of him for a weekend. I mean, visit my friend for a weekend. Yeah.
I like the latest funny heads you got posted.
Oh, did you? I don't know. The lady was a little weird looking.
You nailed his grin. It was perfect. You got that grin.
I know. It was the teeth, because he had teeth that kind of, went the different way that they should. I don't know. But yeah, I could have. I don't know. I wasn't real happy with the lady. I wouldn't have taken it just for the lady, though. It was okay, but.
When you're drawing two people, man, it's got to be tough, because one might be perfect and you wouldn't like the other one or something like that.
Yeah,
In your mind, you're fucking it up. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got to be
tough. Thank you, Gumby. Thank you, Apple Cheeks. That was fun. I realized I already had a couple pictures from this year. Must have been early on or something.
Okay.
Do you remember the gig? Start taking a few more pics, man.
Yeah.
I don't have a gig for the next couple of weeks, man. And
you got a new roof to pay for. Yeah.
Oh, I already paid for that, man. I'm a cash guy, man. I got enough cash for the furnace too, and then that's about it. Waiting until I get the total on the furnace to see what I do with my computer.
there's no steak tonight.
I'll tell you, man. It's
You'll be like Gil. Simpsons.
Run out all my Bernie bucks, man. I saved up. Hey, man. That money went. You know where all that money went? That they gave me for free last year. What the fucking economy, man? I spent it.
Went to comic books.
Well, some guy made some dough, right? Stimulated that guy.
Okay. All right. That's what it's all about.
Shit, the roof guy, he had six guys that had a nice 4th of July weekend.
Yeah,
some cash in their pockets. It's the... That's how you do it, man. Stimulating the economy. I could have bought a third yacht, but then I thought, no, I think I need a roof.
You already have a string of palapapis.
Yeah, I know. My palapanis are doing well, so who needs two strings of palapanis? Shoot. 3 minutes, man. I'm not in the office, so I don't have the little clock over here and this over, and a computer and a ding-dong and a whatever the fuck. So.
Still on the laptop.
I can barely see the damn screen. And I'm in the
ghost
chair.
As well. Okay.
You are correct, sir. All right, 3 minutes. Here it comes.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome.
I think this will be better than the Klingon thing.
What are the chances?
I don't know, man. My sound okay?
We'll see. Yay!
My sound all right? I keep getting close to the machine, man. You know.
Not choppy like you were Friday.
I can't put the up at the
There you go. There you go.
Alrighty. This is a portion of the program we have dubbed 3 minutes You'll Never Get Back, because basically it is 3 minutes you'll never get back.
There you go. I need an explainer. You should see the Turkish remake of The Exorcist. Oh, it got bad.
Those Turkish movies are pretty funny, man.
They are.
They're superhero ones. They have rip-offs. Superhero
movies.
Linda
Blair girl. The Linda Blair girl. All she has is just a green face. That's all. Oh, here's the head spinning. Oh, jeez.
3 minutes of head spinning. You'll never get back.
There you go.
Don't eat me. Well, I do. So maybe I'll eat you. I am a carnivore. I'll eat you alive.
Interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition.
This is... I'm on the highway to hell.
McDonald's French fries.
Dig it.
I'll tell you that 3 minutes never get back got a lot of fan reaction.
Are they back to talking about tuna fish?
No, no. They actually were talking about how lousy it was. So we did gain their attention at least.
Is anyone else having a hard time logging in? Today and Friday.
Not me.
I go to Blog Talk to log in and then go back to Facebook and click the link. I do that now, and when I click the link, I'm not logged in anymore.
Huh.
It was
Friday. I got nothing on
now,
that.
Yeah, now what I got to do is go to Blog Talk, log in, and then click on live, and then find us and click it on from the their page. That's you. This is too good.
It's weird. It's
weird there. I've been doing it. Yeah.
It's weird.
Still
it's
doing
weird.
That.
Weird.
Yeah, throughout the fuck is over.
Look at that. Hogan's got a boat Hogan's got a boat in the prison camp. Come on. That's comedy. I fucking hate this show, man. You know? I really do.
Why is that?
I don't
know. You
it's
find
just
it
not
unbelievable?
Funny. It's just not funny. I don't know. I used to love it when I was a kid, but... Ugh.
All right. Well, you know what I seen the other day? Beetlejuice. I didn't think that was funny at all. I used to love that movie.
Oh, real? Wow.
Yeah, I saw it a couple days ago. I was like, whoa, this is nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
wow.
Sad.
Yeah, I remember liking it back in the day, but I was like,
yeah,
you know, it's okey-doke. I didn't think it was drop-dead funny. I thought it was a cool movie, but I didn't really think it was funny.
Yeah. Huh. It lost me. You can't
all
go
right.
back, Commodore. You can't go back.
So, there is a... I guess an urban legend? Urban myth.
Yeah.
That isn't true. And I'd never heard of this. But someone started the rumor that it's impossible to die at Disney World.
Impossible to die at Disney World.
Impossible to die at Disney World. Because by the time they carted, like, anybody drops dead of a heart attack or something, they do heart massage. So the ambulance gets there and they do heart massage. So they're usually not pronounced dead until they get to the hospital.
Okay.
So no one has formally been declared dead on the grounds of Disney World. So it's kind of true, but not really.
Well, that's going to be my goal. I'm going to prove them wrong.
Die at Disney World. Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
Like, what if somebody commits suicide, jumps off of a roller coaster or something?
I don't think that's allowed in Disney World. You're not allowed to commit suicide.
Go up Magic Mountain and start some magic up there.
I wouldn't doubt if someone has. I think we should investigate this.
I'm sure there's been suicides at...
I know one thing. They're pissed off at people throwing ashes of dead ones in Disney World. I know that. They've been trying to put a stop to that for ages. But people are always sneaking ashes in.
I got a buddy. Him and his wife are fanatics for Disney World. They go every summer, man.
Jesus
crazy.
Christ, that's money.
Yeah. They go every summer. I had a chance to go once, and I couldn't get away from work. There's just too much to do, and fuck.
As a cartoonist, you think you'd want to go?
A week and a half in a trailer with my in-laws. I think I'll pass. You know, I think that probably added 5 or 6 years to the marriage right there, that move.
What, did you sit it out and let the missus go?
Yeah. Yeah, she took the kids.
Okay.
What?
Okay.
Well, the kids
stay
got
home
to go.
Nice,
Yeah.
All right.
Stayed home.
Actually, that's a good move.
I could have got away, but, you know, I just didn't want to go, man. My fucking mother-in-law for that long? Ugh.
Oh, jeez.
Do it. Everybody, you know, that's the only problem. His mother, the father-in-law, cool. Mother-in-law, no. She's still the same, too, man. Last time I seen her, like, 2 years ago, she's just like, nang.
Oh, jeez.
Unpleasant woman. All right, I don't know why this is on weird news, but a prison guard is accused of smuggling drugs in Rice Krispies treats. One of the guards in a South Carolina prison hid four amphetamine and dextroamphetamine pills in the treats. It's pretty obvious there's pills sticking out of the treat.
I can't imagine it blending in.
Yeah. She was charged with possession of narcotics with intent to distribute, furnishing prisoners with contraband, and misconduct in office. Court records did not indicate if she had a lawyer. She should be fired.
Oh, yeah.
That's ridiculous. Who does that?
Sure, I check things on all the time. But yeah, she wasn't fired, for fuck's sake.
Who does that?
Yeah,
there he is.
That guy. Like that guy said. All right. What else we got here? Get to some funny ones, man. Nothing funny yet. Well, this is kind of... Well, do that one last. Next to the last. Don't waste that one yet. All right, that's the last story there. Okay, all right. This is a good one. In the true crime section. In Maine, a Maine man tried to pay $200 bail with counterfeit $100 bills.
Bail money. That's great.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
Oh, man.
He was,
I like that one.
What the fuck? I hate this. Where did my thing go?
Was
okay.
he arrested for counterfeiting?
Well, if I can get the stupid thing back up here. A Maine man tried... deputies responding to a report of a stolen vehicle in Waterboro early Sunday morning stopped a man walking nearby. The York County Sheriff's Office... they determined that he was not involved, but arrested him on an outstanding warrant for theft from a Walmart. So,
okay.
he said he had the money to post his bail, and then when the bail commissioner arrived, he tried to use the counterfeit money. Doubling down, baby. Man.
I got the money. I just need time for it to dry off.
He was denied bail and was returned to jail with an additional charge of forgery. that's a federal crime, man. Counterfeiting.
Oh, yeah.
Sheesh. It's federal
up
time. He was able to post $100 bail later in the day, and now it's only $100. Shit. And I guess it was real money that time. And scheduled to go to court in August.
Oh, we wish him a lot of luck.
And a working phone number for the man could not be found. I guess he wasn't in the yellow pages under counterfeiter. Okay. This is just, you know, one of these heads up, word of warning things. Cornwall, England. A man 18 years old rescued from a hole he dug in the Newquay Beach after it collapsed on him. So.
Oh, man.
They had to dig him out. They had shovels and everything, man. He must have been a big hole. Emergency Jesus services Christ. Were called by the Coast Guard, and they
holy
found
fuck.
A man trapped in a hole he dug. You know, the sand fell in on him.
Yeah.
Wow. That's embarrassing.
It's got to be.
Right. Good for him. That's a nice day out at the beach, right?
Too hard to tell.
Oh, and here's weirdness. I saw this on the news tonight, and Ford pointed it out as well. He's setting off the fireworks over the weekend, you know. And
Okay.
This one guy in the Columbus Blue Jackets, Martis Kivlentnik.
Yeah.
I think he's Jewish. I'm not sure. But I'm just kidding. But he got hit in the chest with a fireworks mortar blast. And then fell down. They first thought he died. And they thought he died from the fall, but they later checked it that it was the actual blast to the chest that killed him of the fireworks, man. What a freak
Jesus
accident. He's sitting in a hot tub.
Uh-huh.
And they're trying to get, you know, they're trying to get away, and it zoof, gets it right in the old bazoo, man. That's weird, man.
That is.
It probably happens more often than we know, though.
Yeah, huh?
You know, to people
that's
that aren't famous athletes. So, anyway, nothing funny about that. That's pretty fucking weird way to go.
That.
Yeah. All right. There's something funny.
There we go.
Joey Chestnut.
Whatever happened to the days when it used to be news about guys having sex with the patio furniture? Whatever happened to those days?
And I think that guy retired, man. He's up in Lima,
man.
Ohio, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
Lima.
Right. Go ahead, Chestnut guy.
Yeah, and I still have nothing on the mashed potatoes either. No news on the mystery mashed potatoes.
Appeared. Uh-huh.
Yeah, every few weeks I'll just Google it, you know, and I get the old article. It's like, okay, something.
Someone was throwing eggs over his house. You ever get to the bottom of that one?
Oh yeah, that guy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
that
was a
that
good
one
too,
interesting,
man.
Interesting as hell. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we never got to the,
anyway,
the bottom of it.
Anyway, I sidetracked you there. What's this Chestnut guy?
No, Joey Jaws Chestnut broke his own record to gulp down, how many did he get? 76 francs with buns in 10 minutes. It's one more than he did setting the men's record last year.
Including the bun. Now that is something.
Including the bun. That's impressive, yeah.
Uh-huh.
This is the 4th of July, Nathan's traditional hot dog eating contest.
Damn good hot dogs, Nathan's.
It's amazing, man. 76.
Yeah.
76.
Jesus Christ. That's the spirit.
Man.
Our own GP
I couldn't eat 76. I couldn't eat 76 in a fucking weekend, man.
No way in hell.
And I did the chili dogs again, so now it's like, today I was thinking, let's get a chili dog. I went, eh. You know, I had them. Done with chili dogs for a while.
Love the chili dogs.
They are great. Don't get me wrong. All right, here we go. So now the stories are getting funnier and funnier as we go.
I'm dying in a hot tub.
I'll top that. The CDC put out a warning about the dangers of swimming in a public pool with if you are sick with diarrhea.
Oh.
All right. It's a poop story.
Is there anything from the obvious, or?
Well, they say, you know, the tiny amounts of poop are rinsed off swimmers' bottoms as they swim. These pop-ups drive me berserk. As they swim through the water. If someone with infectious diarrhea gets in recreational water, germs can be washed off their bottom and contaminate the water. These germs can make someone else sick if they swallow even a small amount of contaminated water. So, you know, it's that time of year. Going to the pool. Two good rules to follow. Don't poop in the pool and don't swallow the water.
Don't go in public pools.
You got that right.
Don't stop me. No, no.
Now, back to our show.
You know, there was a time when if someone told you to do something, you did it. Bam, right on. No questions asked. It was yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. You never said no, you know? But you know, things are changing nowadays. It's a new day, baby. Folks want to take their own lives into their hands and make their own choices. No longer do they want to go along with the program because everybody says right. You know what I mean? Let me tell you what I'm talking about. You see, because I don't want no gold watch for working 50 years from 9 to 5. Oh, while the boss is guzzling champagne and I'm building beer in some dive. Because I want to be happy and free, living. A natural man.
Like a natural man.
A natural man.
Like a natural man.
Well now, I refuse to listen to people saying that I live too high. I'm gonna taste it now before my one life streaks on by. Cause I want to be happy and a natural man.
Like a natural man.
I said a natural man.
Just like a natural man.
Well, now I tried to do what others said that I should do. They said that I should fit in, fool them, make it well. Those kind of dudes just make me crazy and blue. Man, I said,
like a natural man.
No more.
Absolutely, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, okay, now, it was, you know, we came to such a perfect ending point that I cut the news off. But
yep.
There's more. There's more to that poop story.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay, bring it on.
Now, the CDC on Twitter, I guess, Twitter or Tumblr or whatever. Let's just open up Twitter. On their Twitter account, they have a moving GIF meme, a meme, I guess, a moving GIF meme,
Okay. You'd
call it. And it says,
GIF meme.
Yeah, it's a little cartoon. It's a little cartoon.
Oh, okay.
There's a, it says, don't leave your mark at the pool this summer. It only takes one person with diarrhea to contaminate the entire pool. More at www.cdc.gov/healthy-swimming. Well, the little animation, it has two little kids, one in swimming in the little pool, and it looks like dad or somebody, you know, helping out. He's at the bottom of the slide catching this little girl who's sliding down the slide, and as she slides, there's brown poo behind her.
On the slide.
He's leaving a trail.
Okay.
Don't leave your mark at the pool this summer. This was their some advertising fucks actually got paid for this campaign, man.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh.
So we'll have to find that after the show and post that. It's quite entertaining. So anyway, there's your poop story.
That'll get a lot of comments at that pool.
It's a cutesy little cartoon. That's the funny part. You know, it looks like one of them selling you insurance or weird drugs or something. Very strange. Very strange. What are we gonna do here? Do we have time for a quickie? A quick quickie?
I hope so.
Do I have a quick quickie? I thought I had a good one, man.
Play that Klingon thing again.
Oh yeah, there you go, the Klingon thing. Here it is.
What is it that gives a pop record that special something, that extra touch that makes it a hit and lifts it to the dizzy heights of the top of the top 10?
The monster truck beat up to pass. Find myself alone with you at last. Now there's a little something that I forgot to ask. If you got the pigeon,
I got the ass.
Yeah, it was butter my arse. I believe that
butter
was one of yours, Ford. So don't try to look innocent over there, man.
That sounds like a Ford.
I got no Canadians to imbibe on tonight. Guess I didn't leave the house. It was too hot, man. I just stayed in the crib. It was steamer today, man.
Next 2 days. Yeah.
Yikes. Yeah. This is when I start going, you know, air conditioning sure would be nice.
Well, I'll be at the shop the next 2 days, the air conditioner.
Yeah, you lucky bastard.
That's it. Love it.
Oh, you don't know how happy I was Sunday when I got there and it was under shelter. I wasn't out on poolside. Because I've done that, baked on poolside doing gigs. Hot.
Was it a tank? Was it a tank this time or?
No, it was a permanent pavilion type thing.
Oh, okay.
It's a real swanky country club. So like, there's the pool and then this open thing, you know, picnic area or whatever. They had the food in there. Food and me.
Good grub.
Also a snack bar. I didn't get any grub. Looked good though. They had like gigantic hoagies and shit. Should have grabbed a hoagie on the way out. Works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit. Sure.
But what was I thinking? All right, man. Well, GT, I've stalled long enough.
It's time.
It's yodeling time.
Oily, 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 oh, oily, oh, oily, oily.
I'm still looking for it. Give me a minute here already. I lost my train of thought here over here. Here we go.
Yahoo!
Yodeling time.
Way out in Arizona, in a town they call Winona, where the folks you meet all know a thing or two, lives the lad of great ambition, who had set as his life's mission to excel upon his ability today too. And he'd play a little tune on his Spanish guitar, he'd mingle with the song, the sweet refrain. In the cactus, he would get a lot of practice on his yodel. As his cattle he was trailing, you would always hear him wailing on his yodel. Once a big shot from the city heard him warbling the ditty, and accompanied with a yodel-dee-dee-dee. Then he said, look here, my sonny, you can make a lot of money with a yodel-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. And he'd play a little tune on his Spanish guitar, he'd mingle with a song, the sweet refrain. Then our hero took the dip and packed his grip and took a trip and soon was singing o'er the radio to you. If the Swiss heard what he's earning, green with envy they'd be turning when he yodel-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Soon he met a little maiden who was talent who was laden, and she fell for him like flowers for the dew. And he wished not to evade her, and he used to serenade her with his yodel-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. And he'd play a little tune on his Spanish guitar, he'd mingle with a song, the sweet refrain.
Ended before I even did thing with the, I have to get to the thing.
Ricola, Ricola, Ricola.
Yeah, I got no editing capabilities right now. So,
all right. That was some damn good yodeling.
Oh, they were born yodeling, them girls.
Oh.
The Zurich sisters, man. They're insane. There you go. I have 8,000 background songs. I couldn't decide.
That's because you have some.
Kratom talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I usually get lucky if I go down to the middle and just flick the thing. I'm distracted because they got Tim Conway in drag on a bench with Harvey Korman. Kind of funny. I used to fall for that. I don't know. I'm not sure how good it was.
Not as funny as the Turkish exorcist. I'm telling you, you should see this. You should see the makeup on this chick. It's a riot.
I figure unless Mr. Science changes the plans again, which, you know, that could happen. We'll probably miss Friday and Monday. Pause.
Oh, okay.
So,
well, just keep me posted.
Yeah. I'll let you know.
I'll spread the word.
I haven't heard from him yet. So. He said it was last night. Well, I actually got a text from him, which was funny. Because he didn't like texting at first. Hey, Ope's back. Hey, Ope.
Hey,
we missed you,
Ope.
Buddy.
Other people's eyes.
But, he texted and said it was game on, so I don't know what at the time, if I'm going to be back for Monday night, I'll get a show together ahead of time or something, you know.
Give the possums a break.
But, I don't know. I mean, you know, I might come back Sunday. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what, I don't know what's what.
Okay, for Monday. All right.
Yeah, so
Friday,
Friday's out probably for sure, and then and then Monday's a maybe at this point.
Right. Yeah, that's about as input as I can get at this time. Thank you very much. They just call me Gerald Clampson.
Indeed. What's this pop up here? I hate this fucking machine. Everything. Every 2 seconds, something's popping up in front of you, you know? Something about the machine, an ad for Brill Cream. What the fuck, man? What's going on?
Don't you have that ad blocking thing on that?
I guess I don't have it on this.
That
wasn't an ad.
Man.
That was the computer telling me it's going to self-destruct in 5 seconds.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, nothing. No big whoop. Yeah. Mr. Felt.
Hey, you know what's on Tubi? Magic. I love that movie, Magic. I just watched it the other night.
Oh, and Margaret's boobs?
Uh-huh.
Nice.
Good movie.
Anthony Hopkins?
Movie. Yep.
Seen that in many moons.
I remember reading the book. Good flick.
I have the record.
It's on Tubi.
All right, man. Very cool. Well, thanks, everybody, for coming. That's the cool part.
Thank you, Possum.
Miller Genuine Draft.
Water.
That show went quick.
Warm.
And boy.
Yeah, I think it was quick.
We're getting close to zero substance per episode, which is nice. You know, that's what we shoot for.
Yeah, exactly.
This show really it solved nothing. It approached nothing. Well, thank you.
We delivered.
Yeah, it was.
We promise you nothing, and that's what you get.
It was completely underwhelming, and I appreciate that. MGD.
Whatever.
And we'll try harder, not to try so hard next time. here on Possum Hour. Thank you, Dr. Cake. Donka Mine Possums. You got to type that. Donka Mine Possums.
I only do like your night before.
But you might want to skip some of the bits, Ope, like the middle part. let me see. Do I got my transporter here? What the fuck is this thing? Hold on. Oh, my God. I'll have to manually do the transporter, man.
Right.
Oh, say goodnight, hey, everybody.
There it is. Goodnight,
say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody. That works. No one's the wiser. That was going to hit.
Almost, man.
Yeah.
That was like real close. Like, God, the last four notes. Well, you'll have that. Yes, yeah, so I'll let you know for sure when I know for sure what for sure is happening. We'll be yapping.
Yeah, it sounds good. Looking like
Friday is right out.
Good
time tonight, man. Really weird doing it on the laptop, though. I'm off my game, man.
We're still spitting it out.
And I saved a good toilet story for the next time. So something to build on. Yeah.
Public pool diarrhea. That was a good one.
I gotta find that and post the thing, the moving gif of the poop going down a slide. It's a fucking classic, man.
Don't leave your mark.
Delicious. So anyways, yeah, man. I got a new roof and no work.
Sweet. Living a life of Riley.
And no air conditioning, so I don't know, man. If there's any malls that are open.
Mr. Science.
Mr. Science and Half Apple and the whole gang, man.
Yeah.
Rookie. I don't know if I'll see the Goyles. What'd you say was on, remind me, what'd you say was on a Tubi? Oh, the
Magic.
Magic. Yeah.
Tony Hopkins is great in that.
Yeah. And Margaret's tits.
Oh, she's a sweetheart.
All right, man. Well, ride off into the sunset.
There you go.
One more time. We'll see you on the other end of the stick there, ladies and charms. let's see. What do we want? A good one. Here we go.
Good
night, everybody. Oh, yeah.
Now drive carefully, dude.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.